Thanks be to God. Last Sunday, as we listened to the scripture readings, we got to hear of Christ being lifted up on the cross. As it mirrored the cross with the snake that Moses lifted up to heal the people. So this morning, as we move to the story, as we get closer to the day that Christ is lifted up on the cross, I thought I would share a little bit of information about why we have these seasons, about why these scriptures are read in this order in this time of year, why we are moving in these steps towards Jerusalem. Those ancient fathers who thought that it was important that we have a different calendar than the world, because the ruler of this world is not the ruler that will win. It is Christ and God who will win. That the church, the body of Christ, needs to move in the rhythm of the calendar of God. And so they developed this calendar for us, and we experience it during Advent, and now we are in this time called Lent that we began at Ash Wednesday, and we're moving ever so quickly, unfortunately, to that 1st of April, that Palm Sunday. And why do we have this rhythm? We have this rhythm so that we learn how to be followers of Jesus Christ. We learn how to walk in the rhythm of God. That we set our clocks, we set our calendars, we set our lives according to the time and the season as God brings it forth in this calendar. But why do we do that? We do that because we need to know the story. We need to remember the story. And I was thinking about stories and families. And many of you here can tell me to the third and fourth generations about your families. You can tell me not only about your grandparents, you can tell me about your great-grandparents. And you can share with me the richness of who you are from the depth of your knowledge of your story. And I thought about my story. I can only go back to my grandparents, and then only sketchy. That I don't have that sense of who I am from the heritage that I was given, because the story wasn't told. And in one more generation, the story of my family will be lost, because there will be no one who knows it well enough to share it. Well, the story of God's love is told in this sacred book that we call the Bible. The reason during this season you've had so much scripture is because the story isn't only in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The story is in the letters that Paul wrote. The story is in the Old Testament. It is not just in the proclamation of God's word, but it is in God's holy word that we learn the story of our heritage as Christians, that we understand why we march to the cross. So this morning, as we get up to this morning's scriptures, I want to remind you about when this love story happened. If I were to name this sermon at all, it would have been God's steadfast and unfailing love. And it happened at creation. When God created the world, God created out of love. And God made his first covenant with us sometime in the distant past with Noah. That was the first covenant. You remember this morning, Jeremiah was a covenant. The first covenant was way back then. Well, we do sort of have a date for the second covenant. The first Abrahamic covenant, are you ready for this, happened about 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago. So think about this God who loves us. He loved us enough to create us. We failed in the garden. He kicks us out. We begin that journey back, but we still fail miserably. He floods the world. He makes a covenant, and he promises to remember when he sees the bow in the sky. He promises to remember his covenant with us. And then years later, 4,000 years ago, he begins to live out that covenant with Abraham, and he makes the first promise to Abraham that I will be your God and you will be my people as numerous as the stars in the heavens. And then we fail him again and we break those covenants. And so then he has to rescue us from Egypt. And so the exodus from Egypt happens and he makes another covenant with Moses and the people around 1300 before Christ's birth. So we're about 3,000 years ago. And we break that covenant. So we fast forward another 300 to 400 years and he makes another covenant with us, with David. And we break that covenant. But it's his covenant that he is choosing to keep. And he keeps making and making and making again until we get to Jeremiah in this morning's readings. As we look at the Jeremiah passage, he says in Jeremiah, "The days are surely coming when I will make a new covenant for the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And I will not make it will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors, a covenant they broke. But this new covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put the law within them." Because God has realized, guess what we do? Have you ever noticed when there's a rule, first thing you want to do is break it? Or you want to see how far you can bend it? Well, how fast can I go above 55 before I get stopped? Well, God's figured this out, that we can't seem to deal with those external covenants. Something about our human nature just calls us to try and break them. And so now God places that law within us. He will write it on our hearts. Now listen to this. This is what he says. This is the same thing he says to Abraham. I will be their God. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. When did he say that? He says that 1,500 years later, after the first time he said it to Abraham. God still wants to be our God. And is still keeping that covenant promise that he will be our God and we will be his people. And then I don't know if you listen very carefully to what Darlene said, because sometimes when we get different translations, we have to listen more carefully because it doesn't look like what we're reading. But she told us this from Jeremiah. I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. And remember their sin no more. The God who will remember his promise, his covenant with us, will never remember our sin once forgiven. That once it is forgiven by God, through eternity, it is forgiven and forgotten. But God's promise to us is not. And then we move forward in time through the temple being destroyed, through exile, through Jesus' birth, and the gospel coming. And we're coming close to that day of his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, when people are expecting him to come. But this is the covenant in flesh. Remember last week's scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved." And how do we save the world? Well, we turn to the Hebrews passage, and we are told here by the author in Hebrews that the world is saved through Jesus' submission, his obedience to the Father to go to the cross and beyond. And then, brothers and sisters, let's turn to that gospel passage. That as we look at what happens here, what we hear here is Jesus telling his disciples, who are bringing those who want to hear it, those who weren't Jewish, but who may have been Jewish, we know they were Greek, but who wanted to know Jesus. He brings them and he tells them this. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. God's plan of salvation involves you and me and everyone who is a follower of Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, we are hearing that the way that that God's salvific love will bear fruit is through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And those of us who hear it, who follow, who obey, who believe, transmitting that story, sharing that story, sharing God's love story of the world to all who want to hear, to the Greeks who are eager to hear, however we identify a Greek this day. It has been over 4,000 years that we can date that God has loved us enough to not give up on us. We tell the story. We live out his passion. We live out his resurrection so that we can remember and not forget God's unfailing love for us. So that we can share that story with the world. And how we share that story depends on how God has laid it on your heart to tell. So why do we follow this calendar? Why do we follow this rhythm? Why do we hear these particular scriptures? We hear them, we follow, we do the rituals that we do so that we remember so well, we never forget the story. And if you go to our website, we even tell the story of Plank Chapel in our relationship to God and Jesus Christ. And may we have a future story to tell. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.